Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. The consumer information programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, cattle futures were the recipients of the friendly cattle on feed report yesterday, but gains were limited. Futures moved back to where they had been the day before the report. There are still a lot of cattle that will be available to the market over the coming months. The strength is not going to come from the report, but from increased demand and more positive cash and box beef prices. Yesterday, box beef was higher with choice up 122. Select was up 8 cents. Now, hogs struggled all day, with only December showing consistent support. September pork inventory was neutral with stocks nearly identical to a year ago. However, total ham inventory was 33% higher than a year ago. This was offset to some degree by belly stocks being 48% below a year ago. Yet even with ham inventory being high, ham prices have been experiencing some significant price swings over the past few weeks. Cash still has not found a bottom, with the National Direct Afternoon Report posting a decline of $1.97. Cutouts were down $3.69. December Kansas City wheat's down 5¾ cents early, pulling back from yesterday's new contract high and taking a cue from lower trading in Europe. These are the highest prices spot Kansas City wheat seen since 2014, so it's not surprising to experience some volatility. Overall, however, the argument for wheat prices remains bullish. After the lowest U.S. wheat production total in 19 years and ending supplies now estimated at their lowest level in 14 years. December corn's trading down about $0.03¼ lower early today, continuing to hold below the 100-day average of $5.47, with one more day of possible harvest activity before rain returns to the Corn Belt tomorrow and Thursday. Moderate amounts are expected throughout the central and eastern corn belt, with heavier totals in Iowa and Missouri. November soybeans trading down 2 cents early today, with meal trading slightly lower, bean oil slightly higher. And we'll check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
And the livestock futures, December live cattle up $1.20, $129.52. February's up $1.25, $134.75. November feeder cattle up $1.57, $158.47. January's up $1.25, $158.57. And December hogs up 87 cents, $74.20. Kansas City wheat, hard red winter wheat, December up 3¾, $7.77¾. March up 4 cents at $7.80½. Chicago wheat, December is up 3½, $7.59½. March up 4¼ at $7.71¾. December corn is unchanged, $5.38. March unchanged, $5.46¾. November soybeans up 16¾, $12.37¼. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.